You're listening to week 4 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. Bel Air Land, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, United Fidelity Bank, Award Award Trophies, and Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance are the reason we're here with the opportunity to talk to Jackson McCain, quarterback one for Boonville football, 3 passing touchdowns for McCain and route to a big victory against Southridge, 25-14. Remember, the Pioneers lost to Southridge 41-20 a season ago, the second time already this year that Boonville has turned a victory against a team they lost to last year. Paoli is the team in week one that they upset, and they lost 14-7 last year. So we're going to talk to Jackson about that. We'll also ask John Batts, the head coach, about that and getting ready for the upcoming game against North Knox in a few days. This is week 4 of the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Week 4 of the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein with John Bass, the head coach, talking about week 3 of the season. From this past Friday, a 25-14 win, the Pioneers take down Southridge, turning what was a loss last year, 41-20, into a win this year, the second time they've done that already this season, including the season opener against Paoli. So, Coach, I can ask you, hey, how does it feel to get a victory? But how does it feel to turn a loss into a win in just 1 year?
Oh, it feels great. You know, Southridge is one of those schools that since picking them up on our schedule and joining the PAC, we've been unable to beat them. Quality program, one of the better ones in southwestern Indiana. So to go on the road know, at Southridge and get that win makes it even a little bit more special.
What do you really attribute the success to? And again, I know that you guys were a good team last year, but it seems like you've taken a step up. The tangible evidence, Paoli and now Southridge, what was different about this year?
I think our guys are starting to mature. You know, we play a lot of juniors, start a lot of juniors, and those kids were young last year, sophomores, many of them playing at the JV level. So I think that maturity plays a big part in that, obviously, this past Friday. But we're starting to hit stride a little bit, got guys becoming a little bit more comfortable in their roles, and hopefully things will continue to play out in the right direction.
Now, talking about comfortability in new roles, Jackson McCain, who we will hear from in a moment as QB1, he looked pretty comfortable, 3 passing touchdowns. The development from him, now 3 weeks into his new role, into this season, it is so tangible week by week. What did you see from him this past week that maybe we didn't see any of or not enough of in, say, the first week of the year?
I think, honestly, I mean, Jackson is getting better by the week. Offensively, we struggled early this past Friday at Southridge. Really struggled to get things going. If it weren't, again, for that Logan Straley punt return touchdown, kind of kept us in that early. But I think the biggest thing I've seen Jackson is just his growth and maturity at the position. Threw a pick early in that game, but was able to battle back, threw 3 touchdowns after that, threw for 140, 150 yards. He's just starting to really mature and find that role, you know, that niche. He's got a phenomenal arm, seeing the field better, but his leadership, I mean, is phenomenal. That's something that, you know, outside of our team, outside of the huddle, a lot of people don't see and recognize, but he's a very composed young man and really holds it together there and holds his teammates together as well.
Now, Coach, you mentioned the return touchdown, and I feel like return touchdowns, at least for me, say as a fantasy football player, those are random, and those are kind of surprises when they happen. But as a head coach, do you feel that way? I mean, how much of a surprise was that? Obviously, a spark plug for your team in this game, a win against Southridge, and who knows how the game goes without it, and it changes the entire complexion of the game. So take me through that moment for you, your angle of it, and how that all came to be.
Yeah, hindsight's kind of 20/20. The play before that there on third down, we thought Hunter Tyson had come up with the interception, but bobbled the ball a little bit going to the ground, which forced Southridge to punt. Happened to take kind of a funny bounce. Thought Logan probably could have caught it in the air, took a little bounce, hopped right to him. He split a few defenders and hit the sideline and was gone. He's one of those guys on our team, another kid we got to come out this year with phenomenal speed and athleticism. Once he turned that edge, we knew he was gone. And that's one area that we do feel we're, you know, pretty successful in, pretty confident in those guys back there returning the ball with their speed and athleticism. Logan's one of those guys.
The Pioneers are 2-1 after a big win against Southridge on Friday night, 25-14. Jackson McCain, a big part of it, QB1, had 3 passing touchdowns in the victory. We're going to hear from him in a moment right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. 2-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week four of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Jackson McCain, the quarterback for the Pioneers, is here to talk about a big 25-14 win against Southridge. That and so much more happening in Boonville football world. So, Jackson, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Good, good. Definitely better after that win on Friday, for sure.
And no doubt. I mean, I feel like a win in football can cure all wrongs in life. How does it feel to get a win, you know, as the varsity starting quarterback, this being your first year as the varsity QB1? Now, granted, it's not your first win. It's your second win. But it's always different when you're QB1. So how does it feel?
Exactly. Yeah, it feels amazing. I play baseball and basketball as well, and it's totally different than any other sport, for sure, getting a win, knowing I had little part to do into that win, for sure.
I wouldn't say little. 3 touchdowns in the air, 10 of 19 passing. What was clicking for you? Because we've seen you succeed when it comes to passing so far this year, passing touchdowns, racking up 3 in one game. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Southridge, a good team still. So what was going right for you in the passing game?
For sure. I feel like that deep ball was there a little bit more often. We saw earlier in the game I made a bad read on their overhang. He was kind of – him in the corner were kind of confused on who was taking what, and Grant Davis actually pointed it out after he was open that first time, and from there, it just backed them up, and then we could just hit that hitch constantly because they were constantly scrambling back, and just hitting what's open, sticking true to my reads helped for sure.
Obviously, Grant had a big game, 122 yards on the ground, 18 carries. He had 2 of the 3 receiving touchdowns that you dished out on 51 yards catching, only 2 receptions, so buying in bulk for Grant Davis. But what kind of asset is he? Because he was the QB1 last year, moving over as a positional player, tailback, kind of a guy out of the backfield, Swiss Army knife. The way he can create some yardage with a little bit of space, it's almost innate, but he also has the mind of a quarterback. So you mentioned the communication of him communicating to you, hey, I'm open here, be on the lookout for this. What does he actually do for you, that kind of asset in the backfield with you?
I mean, just looking at his play on the field does no justice to how, like, smart he really is. Like, his mind, he's probably one of the more – I haven't played a lot of football with a lot of people, but he's it's unreal the stuff he knows and the knowledge he has, and that definitely makes him the kind of player he is, for sure.
I know that that's a big deal, to have someone in your corner, to have someone in your backfield to help you develop as a QB1, this being your junior year, this being your first varsity season as the full-time quarterback. What else do you have to do, kind of on your checklist of development, in order to become the best quarterback you can be?
Read, for sure. I feel like my eyes sometimes, my eyes stick on a certain guy that I'm thinking is going to be there. Reading the defense more, not looking at the guys as much, our receivers, that is, and just reading the defense and knowing the routes that are going into that to see who's open.
25-14, Boonville turns a loss against Southridge last year, 41-20, into a win this year, and that's always a big deal when you can flip a loss from one year into a win the next. The second time you guys have done that already, including the season opener against Paoli. Now you turn into next week and looking at North Knox. What do you know about this team, and how do you guys feel about the matchup?
We can't take them lightly, for sure. I know a lot of times in the past we've beaten them, but I know they picked up a big win versus North Posey this past week, and we definitely can't take them lightly. They're not anybody we can breeze over. We're going to treat them just as good as any other team that we've prepared for, and hopefully bring out the win in that one as well.
Jackson, can't thank you enough for taking the time. Congratulations. 3 passing touchdowns in a win against Southridge, 25-14, and the Pioneers are rolling 3 games into the season. Jackson, you're the man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. The head coach of the Pioneers, John Batch, joins us in a moment right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. And right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Wrapping up shop here on week 4 of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach John Batts is here on the ref, getting ready for Friday night against North Knox, a team that pulled off a bit of an upset and a comeback against North Posey this past Friday. So, coach, when you turned on the tape, I'm sure you were surprised not only at the outcome but at the comeback as well. What else surprised you about North Knox?
Oh, I mean, North Knox there, you know, Coach Chambers does a really good job there. They've got a quality football team. Their kids don't quit. I mean, they play hard for 4 quarters here, and that's kind of what led them back into that game Friday. I know they were down a dozen going into the fourth there. But, you know, their ability to continue to fight and scrap, and they run the football really well. They were able to pick up some big chunks there late in that game and put a couple scores on the board.
So in looking at North Knox, I know that they are a talented team and they have momentum after this past Friday against North Posey. But I also know that I know you guys are focused more on you, and rightfully so, because if you play your game, you're going to be really hard to stop regardless of who you're playing and how much momentum your opponent has. So when you look back at your own tape on Friday, is there anything that you want to fix up before North Knox?
We still have got to clean up penalties. You know, we had 13 a week ago for well over 100 yards against Mount Vernon. We still had 7 for over 50 yards on Friday night. We got to clean some of that stuff up, both offensively and defensively, in order to continue to take those strides moving forward. I thought our defense did a phenomenal job Friday night,
sure
stepping
did.
Up, held Southridge to 80 yards rushing. Really pleased with our defensive effort, and offensively we got things going there in the second half, but to be successful, we got to get off to a better start offensively, and we've got to limit the penalties.
Yeah, I mean, the defense was outstanding, and you guys had a lot going right. And Tyler Klainer had 4 tackles for loss, 8 tackles total. I know we talk about him a lot when it comes to both sides of the ball, but Tyler, especially on defense, seems to have taken a step up. So when he's going that way, I'd imagine it changes your entire defense. What makes him effective? Because we talk about him a lot, but I don't think anyone really knows how to stop him even still.
No, Tyler's absolutely a force on both sides of the ball. He's just such great size, frame, and when he's willing to come play like that, he's really tough to block. So Tyler did have a big night. He lived there in the backfield, had several tackles, a lot of those for loss, put some pressure on the quarterback, and then, you know, something that you don't see there in the stat sheet was his ability to block the other night. They tried to take him away in the throw game and were successful in doing so. So Tyler was willing to put his hand on the ground, and for the greater part of that second half, we ran behind him and Braden Mays there. But really, really impressed with Tyler's growth and his leadership here this senior year as well.
What about the other guys that were making tackles last Friday? You had Peyton Holly. He had 6 tackles. You had some other guys step up defensively outside of just Tyler Klainer. We talk so much about what Tyler does, but Hunter Tyson also had 6 tackles. What about those guys? What did you see from them on Friday, and how do they keep that success going defensively against North Knox this upcoming Friday?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys step up there defensively. You mentioned Peyton and Hunter, you know, Zane Straw, Logan Straley coming down from the secondary there, Coda Hall there on the front line. We had a lot of guys step up. I think our biggest thing was just the motivation going into that game. We knew that we beat ourselves and played about as bad as you could have against Mount Vernon. And I think I hit on it last week. You know, our players and our staff, we understand that's not the standard, and we were very unhappy with ourselves a week ago. So a lot went into preparing for Southridge, and hopefully those guys can understand what they're capable of and then continue to carry that success forward.
I know a lot is also going into preparing for North Knox, so I'll get you out of here on this, Coach. Fill in the blank for me. If Boonville blanks against North Knox, it's their 3rd win of the year.
Yeah, we've got to, you know, for us to be successful and win that game, like I said, we've got to be more disciplined.
Sure.
Defensively, we've got to continue to fly around and pursue the football. We've got great team speed this particular year. We've got to utilize that and make sure we're stretching out the field there. And then offensively, just continuing to move the ball and not being able to get off to those slow starts that we had. You know, against Mount Vernon, we dug a 21-point hole early. And then Southridge, things were headed that way until we quickly got them turned around. But we got to get off to a better start offensively, and we got to play more disciplined football.
Coach, can't thank you enough for your time and your insight on the win against Southridge. Congratulations on that, and good luck this upcoming Friday against North Knox.
Thank you, Brad.
This has been Week 4 of the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF.